Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time to play like a Jet with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen. Human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Denzel Mims with another monster score of 70 yards.
Quick pass to Crowder trying to get him out of space. Slaps a tackle, and there he goes! Crowder! It's a foot race, and Crowder is in there! A 69-yard touchdown.
Darnold escapes, trying to buy himself some time. Fires end zone. It's caught. Incredible play by Darnold.
Hill hit immediately.
He got the handoff.
You know and it's
the Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the TOJ Digital Studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it's time to dive into the numbers with the Chronicles of Narnia, featuring the man this show is named for. He's the resident stat geek and co-founder over at JetsXFactor.com, Mr. Michael Narnia. Michael, what's going on, buddy?
Just like everyone else, just kind of making my way through this season that's now become a pretty much a tanking effort. So far, so good. It's a tight race, but I mean, Jets actually might be doing something right for once.
Well, Michael, as we dive into the key stats from this game in week 7 against the Buffalo Bills, one guy who is not helping the tank at all right now is Marcus May.
Yeah, and there are a few players who really are not helping the tank, and in a positive way, because they are players who, you know, could be long-term keepers, help you in 2021 and beyond. So if you are going to win games, if you are going to compete, you want it to be players who can help you long term, not, you know, veterans like Pierre Desir, Breshad Perriman, players who aren't going to be sticking around a long time. But if you can get it from guys who are rookies, younger players who can stick around for a while, then it's really positive. Marcus May is obviously not a young player at this point, is going to be hitting free agency pretty soon, but he's definitely a guy who is definitely a candidate to get a solid extension and be a core piece of this defense, or he could also be traded, and playing well increases his value in that area also. So over the past 2 weeks, he's been back at free safety, his natural position where he played throughout the majority of his first 3 seasons, moving back out of the box where Greg had him replacing Jamal Adams. And he's played really well, 9 tackles, no missed tackles against the Bills. He had a lot of good stops in the open field to prevent any huge plays from breaking out. And in coverage, he only allowed 10 yards on 2 of 4 passing, no first downs. So really solid all-around game from him. PFF does have him as the top-graded safety over the past 2 weeks. So for whatever that's worth, that is still positive to see. He definitely has been playing well enough to warrant that, I think, based on what I've seen. So he looks comfortable back at his old position. And he's making it really tough to want to trade him. This is a team that has so few pieces that you can rely upon. And the way he's playing right now, bouncing off of how he played last season, even the short stint he had in 2018, he's really arguably the most consistent player in terms of the course of his career that the Jets have on defense right now. So if you can get a great package for him, then, you know, I guess you can entertain it. But the way May is playing right now, back at his old position, and the way he played last season, I'm definitely a fan of getting him extended and making him a long-term piece of this defense. But, of course, the big question mark is that, you know, the player who they drafted in the third round of the season, Douglas's first class, Ashton Davis, plays a very similar position as Marcus May, similar set of strengths and weaknesses, not necessarily athletically, because Davis is a big-time athlete with a lot of speed. Marcus May is not that, but in terms of where they prefer to line up, where they play their best, both of them are best down the field playing free safety in the deep part of the field. So it would make sense to get Ashton Davis some more playing time. Bradley McDougald has not played well at all, which I'm sure we'll talk more about. But I do think it is important to get those two guys on the field together, see if they can mesh. But Marcus May right now playing really well.
Marcus May is playing very well at free safety, but his counterpart, Bradley McDougald, is not playing well at all.
Yeah, and it definitely makes sense to, I think it made sense to get Bradley McDougald in that trade for Jamal Adams. I mean, he's a player who's been solid at safety for the most part. Decent to solid, I would say. Not so good in the run game, but in coverage, has been a mostly good player throughout the past few years for Seattle and even with Tampa Bay. So it was a good pickup, and this was a duo that seemed promising. But McDougald, and you know, he's playing more so free safety at the beginning of the season, last two games, a little bit more towards the box where he was more comfortable with the Seahawks. But no matter where he's been struggling quite a bit. And the numbers this season are pretty much among the worst at the safety position in the entire league. So in this game against the Bills, 63 yards, 3 first downs in coverage, over 4 targets on the season, 13 of 16 passing for 206 yards, 10 first downs. That's a 63% first down rate, 12.9 yards per target. And the 12.9 yards per target, fourth highest among safeties in the league. And in the running game, it's been more of the same. This is an area where he has struggled throughout his career. That hasn't changed. He has 5 missed tackles against the run against only 9 tackles. So 35.7% miss rate. That's second worst among safeties. Better than only former Mike Maccagnan pick, Justin Burris with the Panthers. So McDougal's really struggling, and it opens up the door for you to get Ashton Davis out there, give him the opportunity to play alongside May and see if those two guys can mesh together long term. And Davis did play 24 snaps, a season high defensively against the Bills. Nothing too eventful. Did have 3 tackles, but wasn't too involved in coverage or against the run game. Most of those were cleanup tackles. So there's definitely an opportunity here to get Davis out there. McDougald isn't playing well. You can't get much worse than him. Davis, when he has been out there, has been okay. He's only been targeted once over 37 coverage snaps. So even though that's only one game's worth, it's a nice sign. I guess it tells you that, you know, he hasn't botched anything majorly in coverage yet. But just based on the way McDougald's playing, there's an opportunity here to get Davis out there.
May and McDougald have not been a very effective duo, mostly because of McDougald. But one duo that has been very, very effective is Quinnen Williams and John Franklin Myers. And I'm not so sure that's something that anybody would have predicted before the season started. We all thought that Quinnen Williams had a very good chance of taking a leap in year number 2. But I don't think anyone saw John Franklin Myers coming, at least not to this extent.
Yeah, if you told me before the season that there would be a breakout pass rusher other than Quinnen Williams on the interior defensive line, then I would probably tell you it was Nathan Shepard. He's the guy who finished last season playing really well as a pass rusher. But it's been John Franklin Myers breaking out this year, and he wasn't even an interior D lineman coming into this season as a Ram a couple years ago. He's mostly playing defensive end at 5-tech pretty much full-time, but they've moved him inside. He's been playing mostly 3-tech, some 4-eye on the interior, and he's been doing really, really well. Every single game he's played, all 6 of them, his pressure rate has been above the average for interior D linemen, which is 7% in this game against the Bills. 5 pressures on 24 rushes. That's 20.8%, which is fantastic. And to this point, he's tied for 7th among interior D linemen in pressures with 21 on 110 pass rush snaps, the 60th most. 19.1% pressure rate. That leads all qualifiers at the position. And he's been at the top pretty much throughout the majority of this season. So his pass rushing has been absolutely fantastic. And then besides him, you have the guy who's been mentioned in trade rumors, quite a bit here today, some conflicting. But Quinnen Williams, he's really been coming along this season, kind of was alternating between decent games and great games early in the season. But now I think he's put together for the first time this year, back-to-back really great games with the Dolphins game and then here against the Bills. Five pressures against Buffalo, was active against the run once again. And to this point, his body of work to this point, you're starting to see him be one of the best two-way defensive tackles in the league. There are a lot of great run stuffers out there, a lot of great pass rushers like Franklin Myers, but there are not a lot of guys in the league who are producing in both facets as well as Quinnen Williams is. So far this season, Quinnen has pressure rate of 8.1%, 64th percentile among interior D linemen, pass rush grade at PFF, 82nd percentile with a 70.9 pass rush grade. So the pass rush numbers are trickling up there. The run defense numbers are elite. 14 run stops, that's third at the position. His run stop rate of 12.2%, 96th percentile, fifth best out of 110 qualifiers. So elite run numbers. The pass rushing is slowly but surely improving up into that upper echelon. So then you combine both of those and look at the guys who have done what he's done in both phases. He's one of only five interior linemen with at least 10 run stops and an 8% plus run stop rate and at least 10 pressures with an 8% plus pressure rate. The other four being Calais Campbell, DeForest Buckner, Jonathan Allen, and Michael Brocker. So really good company there and, you know, a limited group as well. So not a lot of guys are playing as well in both phases as Quinnen is. I think there's still room for him to improve in the passing game. He definitely can get more consistent on a week-to-week basis. There are some games where he does not necessarily disappear because he does attract a lot of attention and create quite a bit of penetration, even if he's not winning cleanly. So he hasn't necessarily disappeared that much this season, but there will be games where he's dominant, like San Francisco, Denver, these past couple games. But then the Colts, Bills, and Cardinals games, not necessarily too productive. So if he can really start stringing together performances like these last two, then that pass rush production is going to jump from really good up to the elite levels where he is as a run defender. But so far, much improved over last season and a very, very good player.
Speaking of pass rush production, another surprising contributor has been Bryce Huff, the undrafted rookie out of Memphis. Now, we all hoped that he would do well this year. We had our fingers crossed. We saw some things that we liked on tape. And, of course, he was a guest on Cool Your Jets. So yes. There was an investment there emotionally. But I think he's exceeded all reasonable expectations so far for a guy they didn't even have to invest a draft pick in.
Yeah, he's definitely been really promising so far. And he deserves more playing time. He did get bumped up to 41% of the snaps in this game against the Bills, after going to only 25% in the previous game. But he definitely is really making the most of his playing time. He had a huge tackle for loss in this game, an 11-yarder sniffing out an end-around. He had two more pressures on only 14 pass rush snaps, and he is the best pressure rate of any edge defender in the Jets this season, 12.3%, eight pressures. That's tied for second most among rookie edge defenders. Chase Young has the most, Huff tied for second with eight. And getting those on only 65 rush snaps this season, 12.3% pressure rate, that's above the positional average of 10.5%. He's the only Jets edge rusher above that mark. Basham, Phillips, Jenkins, and Jordan Willis in his short time with the team, all of them were below that mark. Huff the only one above this season. So he definitely deserves an uptick in snaps in this game against the Bills. Basham, 38 snaps, that's 51%. Jenkins, 54, that's 73%. Huff only played 30. So in the next few games, it definitely makes sense to get Huff his playing time up because, I mean, in addition to him, you know, the evaluation aspect of it, just wanting to get your younger players out there, he's playing better than Jordan Jenkins is definitely. Basham has had his share of plays. He had a nice strip sack in this game against the Bills. He can do a few different things well for you. He's a versatile player, but Jenkins this season has not been producing as a pass rusher. His run defense on the edge has not been that good. And I don't think he's usually great there. I guess he's been okay throughout his career, but he's made some big mistakes this season. Robbie Sabo broke one of them down on film a couple days ago from the Cardinals game. But so I think Huff definitely is warranting an increase in playing time. Doesn't mean he should be playing every snap, but if you could swap him with Jenkins, get Huff up to the high 60s, around 70%. of the snaps, I think he's warranting that. And the reason why is because it's not just the pass rushing. We've seen him make plays in other areas. I mentioned the end around. He had a really good play in coverage against the Dolphins to create a sack for Basham. We saw him sniff out a screenplay against the Broncos, combining with Avery Williamson on that one. And there's just been a lot of – we've seen him really look comfortable out there in many different facets of the position, in addition to what he can offer you as a pass rusher. So Bryce Huff so far, one of the biggest positives on the team. Super promising start.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Michael, as we shift to the offensive side of the ball, let's talk about one of the key pieces on that offense, Mekhi Becton. Note to any running backs on the Jets roster, if you want to get positive yardage, run behind this gigantic monster.
Yeah, Becton just, he continues to impress in this first game back against the Bills. It, I would say, probably was his weakest start of the season, but he still had so many dominant reps in this game. It was still a solid game. So the fact that it was probably his weakest definitely goes to show you how good he's been this season, because there was some rust to shake off. He did allow a few pressures, was knocked with four of them in this game. Even though those four pressures weren't that bad, most of them you could partially blame on someone else. Usually Josh Andrews, who played a horrible game with nine pressures allowed, and he contributed to more than that because he was just not in sync with McGovern or Becton at all at left guard. But Becton in this game, despite the four pressures, despite a little bit of shakiness and pass protection at times, in the run game, he was as dominant as he's been all season. He was just, it should not be possible for a 364 pounder to get to the second level and match defensive backs and safeties the way he does. I mean, he's kicking out, finding Tre'Davious White 7 yards downfield and blasting him into the sideline. He's finding Tremaine Edmonds at the second level, a very fast, athletic, talented linebacker for the Bills, blasting him up the field. It's really remarkable how he's able to track down defenders and pick them off at the second level. And then there are a few plays, which against Mario Addison, which he's blasting him down the line, completely out of the picture. And in pass protection too, even though he did give up the four pressures, he had some really good plays. There's one helping out where he just completely knocked the three technique onto the ground. So it was a very solid game for Becton, I think. Again, not his best of the season. It's definitely some things to clean up. There were a few reps he got beat around the edge, kind of missing on his punch. But overall, this is a solid game. If Kelvin Beachum played a game like this, it would stand out as one of his best as a Jet. And for Becton, it's, you know, on the lower end here in the early part of his career, but solid game for him from him coming back. And he remains the best player on this team, I think.
Unfortunately, not quite as solid for Sam Darnold, who struggled a lot again. And Michael, you've got an article up at JetsXFactor.com telling some uncomfortable truths about Mr. Darnold. He's well below average in numerous statistical categories, including passer rating, net yards per attempt, conversion rate, and several others. This is ugly.
Yeah, and the biggest thing with Sam Darnold's stats is, I mean, I do the grades every single week, looking at every play myself, to add in that context that the box score stats miss, because it is so important to look beyond them, because there are a lot of factors that the box score doesn't account for. But with Darnold this season, he's put up horrible numbers, and the Darnold you see on film backs that up. It's different than the last two seasons, in which his production was pretty bad over the last two seasons, usually near the bottom of the league. But when you looked on film, you saw a guy who wasn't quite as bad as those numbers. Not a good quarterback, but a talented young quarterback who was, you know, on the verge of breaking out if you could give him some more support, if he can clean up a few more things. So over the past two seasons, despite the lack of production, I still remained optimistic, because what you saw on film was much more promising than what the box score showed when you put that context in. But this season, the numbers are bad. And look, the support still hasn't been good. But the numbers are bad, and when you look at the film, you see the same thing. So that's what's really worrisome. It's not like there's much of an excuse for these numbers. And again, he shouldn't be putting up amazing numbers. No quarterback would be able to do that in this situation with this coach, these skill position players, an O-line that still hasn't been good, even though I think it's been better. But when the injuries have been there, they've been really bad, especially with guys like Andrews, Edoga, McDermott in there. No quarterback would be putting up big numbers, but these numbers that he's putting up are among the worst that we've seen from any quarterback in recent memory, and they are warranted based on what you see from him on film. So to get into some of these, his passer rating, 65 right now, that's 31st out of 32 qualifiers. Only Drew Locke is behind him, and the league average this season is 94.6. Darnold is below that by 29.6 points. That margin of minus 29.6 would be the worst in Jets history for a quarterback with at least 200 passes in a season. Right now, the worst margin is Kellen Clemens, who had a minus 21.7 in 2007. And rounding out the top five of that list, passer rating versus league average, Mark Sanchez, 09, Fitzpatrick, 16, Browning Nagel, 92, Geno Smith, 2013. That's not great company. And his margin is actually a lot worse than all those guys are. So a long way to go in that category. You look at his yards per attempt. Right now he's last in the league with 5.66. That would be the worst for a qualified quarterback since Ryan Mallett in 2015. And that is 1.73 below the 2020 league average, which is 7.39. That would be second worst in Jets franchise history. Only Joe Namath's 1976 season was worse, and that was Namath's last season with the Jets at 33 years old after years of injury. So not the season of Namath that you want to be mentioned alongside. And then probably the worst of the bunch, Darnold has he's thrown 41 conversions this season, either first downs or touchdowns, over his 161 passes. That's 25.5%, worse in the league this season, and 11.7% below the league average of 37.2%. That would be the worst by any quarterback, the worst margin versus the league average by any qualified quarterback since the stat was first tracked, passing first downs for individual quarterbacks, in 1994. So 27 seasons, we've never seen a quarterback throw conversions less frequently compared to league average than Darnold has so far this season. A lot of time left for him to turn around, but it just puts into perspective how much he struggled this season. And again, the help isn't good, but when you look at his play on tape, there's really no excuses for him to be playing this badly. You would understand if he wasn't great, if he wasn't even producing at a good level or an average level, but this poorly is I mean, I just kind of laid it out. There have been very few quarterbacks produce as poorly as he has so far.
Not a great sign for Sam Darnold going forward, but Michael, he does have 9 games left to try and turn this around this season. So let's all keep our fingers crossed, because he is still only 23 years old. And like you said, history is not on his side. The numbers are not on his side, but that doesn't mean it's impossible. So the best case scenario for everybody would be if he turns this around, and let's all hope that that's what he does. And I bet that if you believe in Sam Darnold, you could get really good betting odds right now over at MyBookie, because a lot of people have completely jumped off the Sam Darnold bandwagon. So I would think that you could get fantastic odds if you were to bet on him succeeding. You can bet on almost anything over at MyBookie, the NFL, college football, MMA, boxing, whatever you want. Make the sports and events that you watch into a payday with MyBookie. Sign up at MyBookie, and when you do, use the promo code OVERTIME to claim a deposit match dollar for dollar all the way up to $1,000. It's a bonus designed to give you a little help and a head start on your winning season. Remember, you can bet on anything. So if you want to bet on the Jets and the Chiefs, you can do that. If you want to bet on some of the props in that game, you can do that too. You can bet on the full slate of games, Saturday in college football, Sunday in the NFL. It's all available over at MyBookie. Use the promo code OVERTIME, and you can claim your bonus when you make your first deposit. Michael Nania, bringing us the stats as always here on the Chronicles of Nania. Thanks so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. You have fresh material up every single day over at JetsXFactor.com. And I think that's why we get along, because we're both maniacs who are constantly churning the wheels. What are you working on right now over at JetsXFactor?
Yeah, well, I'll have my grade out for this game from Darnold against the Bills. And it will be fun to go back to Darnold after doing Flacco the last 2 weeks, because as much as Darnold has struggled, Flacco is just so boring to watch. Very non-exciting quarterback, to say the least. So we'll have that coming up. I had a bunch of Mekhi Becton film clips today. Probably will be doing the same for Ashton Davis and Denzel Mims. Probably some more Franklin Myers, Huff, and Quinnen Williams as well. My studs and duds from this game. I've been doing studs and duds every week and kind of tracking each player's impact on the team's overall scoring margin from over the season to date. So that weekly edition of that will be coming. Robbie Sabo and Joe Blue are going to have plenty of film up this week as well, especially focused on Darnold and the rookies who played pretty well in this game. Becton, Mims, P. Ryan showed a little bit, Huff. Plenty of stuff as usual at JetX.
Check out Michael's work at JetsXFactor.com and follow him on Twitter at Michael_Nania. If you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet, if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd really appreciate it. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts, you know where to go. That's Turn on the Jets Digital and TurnOnTheJets.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.